Dave Hill's podcasting incident on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dave Hill's podcasting incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. I got a free bonus cheese curd in Gatineau, Quebec this past weekend. It was actually just on the bar. I'm trying to make everything Canadian because I've been spending so much. I'm not even trying. I've been in Canada so much, Chris Gersbeck, who's the, you know, the voice, of course, you just heard saying, I've returned. Worse for wear? Yes. I'm a burnt...
Where were you the last...
I'm glad you asked.
Most recent.
You know, I've been on this whirlwind tour for my new book, Parking the Moose, which, you know, some people have bought, some have not. Not going to get into it. Lucy's, she's got a lot of moxie today. I know, some listeners of our wildly popular podcast, So You're Canadian. Well, one person complained. I think they thought it was unprofessional that, a dog was so present. But I say, maybe you're unprofessional.
Yeah. It's a fair point at the same time.
Totally fair point.
We get a lot of, people who say that they enjoy the dog sounds. So
yeah, and that they wouldn't even listen if there weren't dog sounds.
Yeah, so we kind of have to just keep doing it.
You tell me, basically.
I've always been a fan of the dog sounds personally, but you know.
I love the dog sounds. Without dog sounds, where would we be?
Good point.
Now that we've found dog, what are we going to do? Isn't that how that song goes? Or something? I don't know. I'll tell you what though, Chris. Breaking. I'm all over the place. How are you doing? If you had to say.
I'm great. I just came back from a nice walk around the neighborhood.
Oh, nice. Just scampering about?
Yeah, I think I encountered a witch.
Really?
Like a scary witch.
Oh, like someone in costume as a witch, or someone who lives a life practicing witchcraft, or things like that.
So I was walking through. There's an area in my neighborhood that's like very upscale, I guess is the best way to put it. And I go for like walks around there sometimes, and I saw this older woman wearing like a sundress. And she was just sort of like looking off into the distance, and she looked confused. And I was going to ask her, like, "Are you okay? Like, can I help you with anything?" And she turned around and she's like, "Are you going there or are you staying here?"
What did she mean by that?
I don't know. So I was like, "I think I'm going to go down there." Is the direction I was walking, and she just looked at me weird, and I kept walking, and then like. A couple seconds later, I just hear, "There's danger down there."
Wow. This does sound like an actual witch. I mean, I'll give it to you. I was skeptical at first when you mentioned the witch, but now I'm like, sounds like it was a witch.
Yeah.
I actually know, like, a couple witches, at least. Like, without even...
I do, too.
Without even trying to think about it, I know a couple people... who say that they are actual witches.
Yeah.
So there.
I think it's not a bad thing. But there are bad witches.
It's crazy.
I was just watching The Witches of Eastwick. Have you ever seen that?
That's a Cher vehicle?
Cher, Jack Nicholson, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Susan Sarandon.
Oh, I think I've seen scenes of it, you know, but I don't believe that I've seen the whole thing. I always get there's Witches of Eastwick, and What's the other one?
The Witches?
No, it's another Cher movie. Basically, all Cher movies are vaguely the same movie.
Oh.
To my mind.
Is that...
I could be wrong, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't go down this wormhole. People used to say I looked like Rocky, the kid from Mask.
Like as an insult or just, you kind of look like that.
I don't think it was not an insult. I don't think they meant it as a compliment, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, people say things that they don't think about it. Yesterday, I posted a photo on my Instagram announcing my upcoming UK and I guess the UK is part of Europe, so I guess it's all European dates.
Yeah.
But anyway, and I believe there are 11 of them, unless I've miscounted. I posted them like a week ago and then realized someone pointed out to me that I put 2020 like it was next year, but it's actually next week, which should give you a hint as to where my brain function is at the moment. Holy smokes. But
wow, when are you heading off there?
Next Wednesday. 1 week. I'm a little freaked out about it. I'm not going to lie.
Why is that?
I'm a burnt out shell of a human being. I don't know if I mentioned that already. I'm pretty exhausted. Losing my will to live. But hoping I get through it. And come out on the other side.
You always did, so.
But
I think you're good.
But this weather. Lucy, do you agree? Lucy. Here, bring me the ball. I always feel bad if she's not staying active. Oh, that's the coffee machine. It's homey here.
Nice.
But what happened was, I'm just... this weather is a little bit, I just want to crawl in bed. Am I alone in that feeling, or do you get that way?
Oh, I get that way, too.
I want to crawl in bed and be smothered with a pillow soaked in something toxic. No.
Gasoline?
Maybe. Just something that'll just make the pain go away.
I know the feeling.
You know,
that's why I've been forcing myself to get out of the house and take walks and stuff.
Yeah, it's sort of a good thing to do. Like, I think like this time of year as it kicks in, I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, it's just really the next 5 or so months where I anticipate struggling with crippling depression. And then it'll be over in 5 months. And then it'll just be intermittent for the rest of the year. And then it kicks in. It really digs in for 5 months. And then it's just every other day or so the rest of the year. But whatever. I mean, if it weren't for the great outfits, the potential outfits, I do like the layering potential of fall.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sorry, I'm really scattered today. Nothing a little action music won't fix.
Oh, yeah.
What happened with me was, and I'll tell you, no, it's really the traveling's getting to me. Also, I put on a hockey jersey today. That's my new fall look for walking the dog. I'm bringing it back hardcore. But I just went out again, and I was like, I bet it's a little cold. I better put on a second hockey jersey. And now I'm inside with not one, but I'm going to take one of the jerseys off. Hang on. Ooh. Okay. We're now removing a jersey. Lucy's looking at me like, what? Are you removing a jersey? All right. Oh, my God. That's so much better. It's really a one jersey day. At least inside the house. Lucy, she perked up. She saw me take the jersey off, and she's like, it must be time for more fun, because she got out of her bed and brought the ball over to me after I did that.
How many jerseys do you have now?
I was counting today, because I've gone a little... I'm not going to lie to you, Chris. I've gone a little jersey crazy. I had one or two jerseys given to me, and then I had a couple of my own that I've had for years and years. And then I got it in my head that I was like, you know what? I've always wanted, since I was a little baby boy, an Edmonton Oilers jersey. And so yeah. I bought one, just a cheap one, nothing fancy, not player grade. And I got that, and I was like, well, this is pretty fun to wear around. So then I got it in my head that I... So now I've been going crazy and buying jerseys, and I'm just like, this is going to be one of those things, like guitars or something, where by the end of it, I'll be like, I've spent $1 million on jerseys. And then you can't... I don't know. I may not get that money back. You know what, though? No, I probably have 10. Yeah. Is that a lot?
That's a lot. It just reminded me that I had a hockey jersey when I was in the fifth grade, I think. A Rangers jersey.
I do not have a Rangers jersey, but I and I was thinking about it. I said, what's the cutoff here? When are you going to stop this, Dave? I said to myself. And I said... In my brain, I said 20. I think 20 jerseys is reasonable. I may not even get to 20. I feel like I'm kind of like losing interest. Plus, like, there's this one jersey I ordered. Because you go down these wormholes. You know how the internet is. You get into one thing, and next thing you know, that's all you're doing is researching this one thing. So yeah. I found this site that makes jerseys of... defunct teams from hockey's past and various sports past, I should say. So I bought one, and so I bought a jersey from the Philippines, a Cleveland Crusaders jersey, and I got a medium, and I got it, and it's like kind of too small. So I bought this other from this other company, and I was like, don't make that mistake again. Just get a large to be safe. And I got it. Came the other day. And it's massive. It's like a dress on me. I even wrote the company and I was like, this jersey's awesome, but it's like a dress. And they said, and then I looked on the website and they actually did have the measurements. So I could have done the proper research, but somehow it eluded me at the time. And so I'm like, well, I can't. This isn't a shame on them. It's a shame on me, basically. But they said, well, a lot of players, people wear buy them to wear and actually go on the ice with pads. So we make them size. But I wear them just to look cool walking around my apartment. And it's highly debatable whether I do look cool. I'm wearing to the dog run, but after
it's a good look for you. I think that the couple times I've seen you wearing them, it's like, oh yeah, pull that off.
But sometimes people like look like a slob in a hockey jersey, and I hope I'm not one of them.
I think it has to do with what else you're wearing. You know, like you always have like nice pants on and like cool socks and stuff. So
oh, thanks, Chris. I try. I mean, this is another secret I'll tell you about myself. Mm-hmm. I will almost always buy a pair of socks. If I happen upon a pair of socks I like, I will buy. Yeah. I will almost always buy it, unless they're a little too pricey. But if they're under, you know, I like a sock on sale, don't get me wrong. But, you know, if they're like, whatever, $15 or under, I'm in.
Yeah, I like fun socks.
Because socks you can always get a use for. Like, right now, I'm wearing socks that I believe to be patterned after peacock. And the thing about socks, I can almost always tell you exactly where I got them. Even though I'm not. I think the ones I have, I either got them in Dayton, Ohio or Portland, Oregon. I can tell you, narrow it down to those two cities. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm the same way with socks like that. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I was shooting a movie in Dayton, the movie Boy Band, out now on Amazon and iTunes or wherever. And I, true to form, I saw these socks. I was like, because socks you can always use.
Yeah, you can never have too many.
Ditto on underpants. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
If I can, agree. Can I tell you another little secret about myself, Chris?
Sure.
This might be the secrets about myself episode. And by all means, just chime in with whatever secrets you might be harboring. But secrets, this past trip, I went to Portland last week. I did the Live Wire radio show, NPR radio program. I'm not sure when the episode is out, but it was super fun. It was me, our friend Emily Flake,
friend in real life
and friend of the show, was on the show. Giants in the Trees, a band featuring none other than Chris Novoselic, if I'm saying that right, from Nirvana.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I meant to ask you about this because it looked so awesome.
Yeah, it was a summit, man. I'm going to tell you. It was super fun. I flew out there like a motherfucker. And then I remembered my friend Andy Martin, who's like the world's preeminent. He's a new friend. I actually just met him fairly recently. But if you go on the internet, if you're ever looking to look at guitar pedals, and really, why wouldn't you be? He is like the preeminent guitar pedal demo guy. Like, if any pedal you check out, like, he's the guy in the world, pretty much. Everyone's like, yep. And he's a super nice guy. And so I remembered. I was like, oh, yeah, he's in Portland. I always forget who lives in Portland. I always forget. Like, as by the end of the day, I was like, oh, there's like five other people I should have alerted to my presence in their fair city so we could get loose. But anyway, so Andy came out, and then, and there was this, and his wife came out. Oh my God, Chris, are you okay?
Yeah, it's just, I'm trying to record in my living room today, thinking it'll block out the sound of the guy vacuuming every time we record. But instead, we got the street noise of a very narrow street where someone's always blocking traffic.
Well, I'll tell you, my concern was that you were podcasting in the street.
No.
And
someone was honking at me.
Yeah, that was file under the last thing I need. I don't need blood on my hands, blood on my my Bluetooth microphone, blood. Anyway. But, yeah, it was cool. So we did the show, and then afterwards, everyone went to a bar down the street, and everyone hung out and had a nice time. And I got to chat a little bit with Chris Novoselic, who's a delightful fellow.
He's great.
Yeah, super nice guy. And I think I managed to not bring up Nirvana, which I thought, how cool of me was that I didn't do that.
That shows a lot of restraint.
I probably eventually, if I had had like another drink, probably would have been like, seriously though, and asked them, what's your favorite Nirvana record? But I didn't. The only thing I said is because he was playing like what appeared to be the bass, at least the same model of bass that he played in Nirvana. Uh-huh. And I said, whoa, you brought the legendary bass. And he said, yep. And that was as close as it came.
Yeah.
I guess because I was surprised, because I was like, this is like, it's like a super legendary, and he's just like thrown in a van. But I learned about him. He's a pilot.
Oh, wow.
And he flew there.
Wow. He personally flew there.
Yeah, he and his wife flew to, oh, there's some Lucy water. Oh, this is really turning my day around. I gotta be honest, I was having a very dark day. And now we're potting.
Yeah.
Lucy's drinking water, and I feel like I can go on another day.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, he was saying, like, the band drove from Washington State, I forget where they live, and he and his wife flew in a like, a little plane. That he pilots.
So awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And then
I feel like a while ago, a few years ago, he was playing in a band with one of the guys, one of the Kirkwood brothers from the Meat Puppets and the drummer from Sublime. I forget what that band was called. It was like some like super group thing that they did just for like one tour.
Lucy's now, if I can just bring the play-by-play for people who do enjoy the dog content, she's finished her breakfast, finally, even though we're recording this in the afternoon on a Wednesday, and is basically looking at me like, now what's up, Dad? But we're 2.5 hours from dinner, so I'm like, well, just wait, sister. I don't know why I'm, like, moving our family relationship all over the place. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm her dad. She's my sister. Anyway.
Oh, Eyes Adrift. That was the name of the band.
Oh, that's a good name. Hey, Lou Bear, give me...
Eyes Adrift. Yeah. Kurt Kirkwood and Bud Goff from Sublime.
So, yeah, that was cool. And then in my favorite... I don't want to say he's only a shredder because he does all sorts of stuff, but he fits into the category of shredder, is Paul Gilbert. He lives in Portland now, and I've never met him, but he's a very nice guy, and I've emailed him through his website before. So I tried to get him to come out because I was like, I'm going to get the sickest rock dude hang I can get going. So I emailed him, and I was like, Chris Novoselic's new band is playing. Andy Martin, the pedal demo god, is going to be there. Are you in or not? And he wrote back and he said no. But it's very nice. Very nice. He just said, oh, it's family night. I can't. So,
have you ever talked to him before or had any contact with him?
Yes, I've emailed him on a number of occasions because he's accessible through his website, and I'll tell you the occasions when I've emailed. I emailed him the first time because he was doing this guitar camp at the Full Moon Resort in the Catskills, where I've since I was a guest lecturer, I guess, when the Milk Carton Kids did a camp there, and that was super fun. But he was doing a camp there, and I was gonna go a number of years ago to the guitar camp, but I was worried that I was a bit old because I was looking at the photos and it looked like a lot of young whippersnappers. And so I was like, hey, am I going to be like grandpa up there? And he said, no, come on. Come up here and smack these kids around.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, I couldn't... I don't know why I didn't go. I don't know what's going on with me. I should have gone. I regret it. And then another time I was watching... These are scintillating stories, I have no doubt, but I'm going to break them all down for you. I was watching... He has this video on YouTube, I think it was like a DVD that someone uploaded, and he's pedaling up... a road on his bike talking to the camera, and then he's like, oh, I wrote a song about I'm gonna find it. He basically he starts pedaling past Moby's house. And which is, you know, a house that I had been to many times and stayed at because we're close personal friends, as I've mentioned on the podcast, Electronica's Moby. And so I see him in this video and he's riding his, and he stops in front of the house and he's like, I wrote a song about this house. It's called The Curse of Castle Dragon. And I wrote him. I was like, I was watching your video and that house is Moby's house. And I'm friends with him. You should totally make a video at his house. He would be psyched, I bet. I don't know. No, you know what? I probably told Moby. I don't think I just volunteered his house. I think I told Moby, and Moby was like, tell him to come and make a video. I think, because I can't imagine I would have made that mental leap all on my own. I'm crazy, but I'm not that crazy. But so Moby said that, so then I wrote back and I was like, oh, Moby said to come make a video. I could look it up and actually Anyway, so that was number two. I can't believe I'm giving the blow-by-blow of every time I've emailed Paul Gilbert, a very nice man I've never met.
Well, it reminded me that I, like, sometimes will just email people based on, you know, like, their whatever public email address they have. And a lot of times they write back, and it's always, like, you know, kind of makes your day a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm always amazed if I can, because I try to write back. I'm bad at it sometimes, because sometimes the waves of email come and I'm traveling and I lose track of them.
Yeah.
And people are always like, I can't believe you wrote back. And I think, like, what am I? What do people think? I'm a monster? I'm not going to write back? I try to write back. I don't always write back.
I just think the assumption is that you're too busy to read email, but, you know.
I try to write back. I certainly fail many times. A lot of times I mentally reply. I'll look at an email and I'll mentally reply, and then I won't actually write back, and then I'll think that I did. I'm sure you've experienced that with me.
Oh, yeah. With you specifically, I think you have said that you've mentally replied, but just forgot to reply, but it's never, like, you know, anything urgent.
But never enrages you. Okay.
So. No, you wrote me back. The first email I ever sent you, and it just reminded me of this, was like 5 years ago. And you wrote me back within like 2 hours or something. And I was blown away by that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Todd Barry, if I can speak out of turn or out of class or whatever about Todd Barry, he says...
He's written me back.
He says somehow he knows Slash, at least, and he's emailed Slash, and he says Slash is really good about... Slash from Guns N' Roses is very good with email. Writes back very, very quickly. So, anyway... okay, so I'm going to tell you my third... I've already told you my fourth. My third Paul Gilbert email encounter is Mr. Big was at Vakken the summer before last, and Witch Taint was, so I thought, I'm going to see if he'll come and play with Witch Taint. That would be amazing. So I emailed him, and he politely declined. Wrote a very nice email. And I was like, what a nice fellow, in addition to being an incredible musician. Lucy is either getting sick of me talking about celebrity email encounters, but anyway, so there you have it. I've broken it down in real time, pretty much, every time I have sent an unsolicited email to guitar god Paul Gilbert, and he has politely responded.
Yeah.
A gentleman and a scholar. We have a ton of questions.
Yes, we do.
I found out the trick. Instead of telling people to leave questions for me to answer later on the podcast, I just said, ask me an important or unimportant question with no indication of when or where I might answer it. And as a result, I have, instead of the trickle of questions, 43 questions have come in a very small, short amount of time. So now I wonder, will people take umbrage that, you know, we've gone and just taken their questions for use on this podcast? Well, I don't think they can argue.
And it's a public post, and, you know, their names are all public, so whatever. I think legally we're okay.
So first one, Stephen Stefanikos asked, how street are you? And this is a question for both of us.
Okay.
I'm so street, I wear concrete underpants. That's pretty street, right?
That is pretty street. I was just going to say I'm so street. I was born in Queens.
That's street. That's pretty street. I mean,
yeah.
That's arguably more street than what I just said, which doesn't really mean anything. It's an unrealistic claim.
Yeah.
Andy Kirk writes, for no reason whatsoever, you have to choose to only listen to one band for the rest of your life. Rush or King Diamond? Mm. Oh, gosh.
I'm going to go with Rush, but I don't really know much of King Diamond, so.
I'm going to go with King Diamond. But, I would rather it be Merciful Fate, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I prefer Merciful Fate to King Diamond. Merciful Fate, of course, to the uninitiated, being King Diamond's band before he started doing King Diamond.
Yeah.
I like Rush, but they don't... I have great respect for Rush, but it's not like what I go to. Lucy, come on, we're podcasting. Lucy, she's upset. Maybe she wanted me to choose Rush also. Okay, fine, Lucy, Rush. Fly by night. Okay, Mark Briggs writes, what gives fall its distinctive smell, and are you a communist?
I was just outside walking around. I think it's the leaves that gives fall its distinctive smell, but you know, it could also be something like donuts.
I don't think it's donuts. I'm gonna go with leaves. That was my first thought.
Yeah.
And am I a communist? No. I'm not a communist. It's interesting. Chris, are you a communist? You've gone quiet.
I'm not a communist, but it just reminded me, like in high school, like learning about communism and kind of being like, that doesn't sound that bad. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, almost any, you know, a lot of political ideologies on paper sound pretty great, you know? On paper, you go, yeah, that doesn't seem too unreasonable.
Uh-huh.
It's just in practice, you know, many of them can go off the rails.
Yeah, capitalism included.
Yes. It's a wonder that I have any sort of career, given that, you know, I basically only play with a dog most days. It's interesting, though, communism, when people on Twitter, for example, think that communism and socialism are the same thing, there's some ignorance there.
A little bit.
Not to get too serious, but let's keep going. Soren McCarthy asks, how many crunches are too many?
Mm.
Ooh. I think when you get like a two pack. No, I don't know. You can probably do too many crunches, bro.
Yeah.
I would think that you can.
As someone who never does crunches, I would say one might be too many.
I mean, though I'll tell you, as a guy who is, you know, likes to get super ripped, I do, you know, some sweet kettlebell reps, bro. And I was reading online, if you do 300 with a 20 to 30 pound kettlebell, that's like 1,200 calories burned.
Oh, wow.
So when I've been on the road on my book tour, and the weather's not great, I'm just like, I just got to get to that gym and rip some sweet kettlebell swings. And I found that sometimes when I do that many, and I have, not to brag, it's a real day ruiner. I'm like, oh, jeez, I'm exhausted. But I digress.
You know, I remember in high school someone telling me that it doesn't matter how much exercise you do. If you drink beer, you're going to get a beer belly, and it's never going to go away. And so
that's not true.
Yeah, I know it's not true, but I took that advice to heart, and I was just like, well, I'm never gonna have a six pack. Might as well just let myself go.
That's the spirit. Yeah, but that's inaccurate.
Yeah.
Whoever said that is crazy.
Yeah.
The next question, Jimmy, a lot of dudes, pretty much mostly dudes asking questions. Jimmy Lee Wirt asks, are you excited about the new ELO album?
I didn't know they had a new album.
Me neither. I would say, generally speaking, I'm not, even though I'm a big ELO fan.
Yeah, a new ELO album doesn't sound too... I don't know. I'll listen to it.
Yeah, it's just, historically, I don't think people... I don't think you can return to the well.
It's hard. There's only a few bands I can think of that came back, like, as good, if not better.
It's extremely rare.
Mission of Burma.
I can't corroborate that story, but it sounds believable. I heard the new Ride album is really good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, My Bloody Valentine also. They came back and they put out a good album.
It's oh, rare. Yeah. Can you hang on a second? That fucking dog is barking.
Yeah. What sort of professional is this?
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
My life is hell. Anyway. So the verdict, yeah. I don't know. Alec A. Head asks... He asks, what is love? Gosh, I'll die trying to figure that out, Chris.
Yeah, same. That's a tough one.
Love is me getting up in the middle of the night to take my Sweet Lou out to take a dump. Right, Sweet Lou? I mean, it could be argued that there's a bit of self-preservation involved.
Yeah, how often do you have to do that?
Very rarely. The other night I took her out about 3 in the morning for a sweet dump. God. Didn't I, pretty girl? Are you the prettiest girl in the world? Do you like taking dumps? Yes and yes.
And you were like out cold or were you already up?
I think I was kind of up for whatever reason. Just, you know, existential crisis.
Yeah. I think you and I were both up at like 3:30 a.m. the other night because we were emailing each other.
Yeah, I think that was post dump. If I may say so.
For you or for Lucy?
For her. She had finished taking a dump. She was deucing. So many more questions. Should we just keep.
Yeah, let's just do rapid fire style.
Lucy, when is Lucy's birthday? Lucy, did you hear that, sweet baby girl? I think her birthday is December 4th, I think.
How old is she going to be?
She's going to be 5.
Wow.
And she's also still going to be the prettiest girl in the world, aren't you, sweet Lucy? Yes. Dean Falcone of New Haven asks, your thoughts on Shasta? I believe he's referring to the soda pop.
Oh, I was thinking Shasta McNasty, the short-lived, what's his name, Jake Busey sitcom in the late 90s.
Oh, wow. Is Jake Busey related to Gary?
It's Gary Busey's son, yeah.
I didn't know he was a thespian.
Yeah, he's in, he was in that. Shasta McNasty, and then he was in Starship Troopers, the first one.
Wow, okay.
He looks a lot like Gary Busey, so.
Lucky him.
But what are your thoughts on Shasta? That's like the cola with,
I think it's a brand of soft drink that's priced to move, basically.
Yeah.
I don't really... I gotta be honest. I'm not trying to say I'm enlightened though, come on. But I don't really drink a lot of soda in any form.
Yeah.
Probably like once or, you know, twice a year.
Wow.
I'll be like, I'm going to have a soda pop. I phased it out of my life, basically.
You're wise. I drink like 6 Diet Cokes a day.
Oh, you should.
Which I've been told it's worse than just drinking regular Coke, so.
Horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. Yeah, I just stopped and then I just never got back to it, basically.
Yeah.
But it's more because of corn syrup. Like, sometimes I'll see a Mexican Coke, which supposedly has real sugar, and I'll be like,
right,
hey, and I'll have that once in a while, very rarely, I just, you know, or if I'm on self-destruct, whatever. There's so many other questions. What about you? You have the 47 Diet Cokes a day.
Yeah, roughly. It's bad. But, you know, I don't do a lot of other... I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't drink. I do drink a fair amount of coffee, which, you know, I feel like they go back and forth of whether that's killing me or saving my life or... but, yeah, the soda, I can't stop it.
Yeah, you just stop that or you're going to wind up... in a museum. The next question, Tyler Rutherford, how many pubic hairs do you have? Extremely important question. Well, I mean, you know, I can only accept this as a serious question, though I think he may be just trying to subvert the whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's also 300. It's debatable, like, yeah, like, where does it start? Where does the region start and where does it end?
Yeah, I mean, are we talking about...
That could account for...
Yeah, does...
That could account for, like, 50 or 100 or so, you know? You don't know.
Yeah, I mean, is it just around the genitalia? Or is it the butt as well? Where do the armpits come into play?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, basically the same sort of deal.
Do armpits count as pubes?
I mean...
I hate that I just said pubes, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I will never sleep again until I figure this out. Joshua, literally almost every question is a dude is asking. What is it? I really think of this as a very female-friendly podcast, and I'm not complaining. Yeah. But and these questions have just gone south. Joshua Troopin asks, if God is all-powerful, can he clog a toilet that he cannot flush? What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Well, because I guess if he has the power to... clog the toilet, then it would be so powerful that he also could not flush it.
But isn't it, if he can't flush it, then it's clogged, right? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
My brain is sprained thinking about this.
Oh, I guess it's more like, can he... I think he's trying to ask, can he clog a toilet that... he also cannot unclog?
I don't know. I'm gonna write him and ask him, what does he mean? Oh man. Let's skip around.
Okay. Yeah, let's go down to...
Here's one from a woman. Karen Moeller Eichardt asks, will you ever tour Denmark again? I hope so. I love Denmark. Though, I'm going to Norway next year. That's the closest I'm going to come. Maybe I'll do Denmark in there, hopefully.
Yeah.
Laura Peisig, if I'm pronouncing that properly, says, can you tell me a smell you associate with your childhood? I sure can. I think my earliest smell-mary is whenever I smell flowers, I think of funeral homes. Like,
oh, wow.
Pretty much always. Because I think the first time I really smelled flowers, like, in abundance was at my great-grandmother's funeral. And truly, whenever I smell, like, a bouquet of flowers, I think of that.
Yeah.
Of being at the funeral home when she died. Well, you know, after she died.
Yeah.
For
me, it's like charcoal, because I used to go camping as a kid. So whenever I smell that, I'm like, ah, childhood.
The sweet, yeah. Before the nightmare of adulthood reared its ugly head. Oh, boy. Ugh. Gotta get back to being a child.
Mm.
At least emotionally. I mean, arguably emotionally, I am.
Oh, from Kevin Smith. He wrote, not the Kevin Smith, but he wrote, Dave, please back me up. 38 Special had two drummers back in the day that played the exact same beat. Every time I mention this, people look at me like I'm crazy. So, Dave, did they?
I see this question. Kevin, I know from, we went to the same grade school, grew up in the same town of University Heights. I think he maybe was Cleveland Heights. I think maybe University. I could be wrong. But, yes, they did have... Did you read that out loud, or did I just read it in my brain? I can't even remember what happened.
I read it out loud.
Okay. So, I do believe they, in fact, had two drummers that played the exact same beat. I think
yeah, I
believe
that up
this
earlier.
To be true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really understand the point of that, when there's a band that has two drummers and they're both playing the same exact thing.
Just badass, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool to, I guess, mix it up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You get the different feels, and I don't know. What do I know? The Melvins had two drummers for a while.
Oh, that's right.
I wish I would have seen them in that incarnation. I didn't. I saw them with two bass players. And I was into that, even though it was at Warsaw, where... I think the sound is bad.
Oh, it is bad there. It's a fun... I like it, though.
I love that place, but... I wouldn't say...
Yeah, it just sounds like a... It's just like a... what do they call that? Like an echo chamber.
Yeah, it sounds like sheet.
Mm-hmm.
We're about, dare I say... we have plenty more questions here. Maybe we'll come back to them next week, but I think we're ready to ride off into the podcasting sunset. If you don't mind me saying, because we want, of course, we of course want to leave room for Parking the Moose to play again.
Eighth week in a row, I think.
You know, the book that everyone, if they have not bought it, please buy it. I will not shut up about it until then. Please listen to our other podcasts, So You're Canadian, which is, of course, on the Maximum Fun Network, and also History Fluffer, both of these, wherever you get incredible podcasts. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. We like to go read the reviews, and it gives us a reason for being. And, of course, support us on Patreon, patreon.com/Dave Hill. Help us keep gas in the tank. A lot of people think... you know, we're just, you know, it's going straight up our nose, but it's not. It's not. I don't know about you.
No.
But, anyway.
No, it's not. No.
Yeah, let's be clear. Let's be clear on this. Anyway, until next time, watch your backs, watch your rooftops, and most of all, stay hydrated. Or something like that.
Get tested.
Get tested. Yeah, you gotta get tested. Mm-hmm. I'm probably forgetting important things. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Oh, this comes out. So Friday, my softcore porn show, which is called Softcore.
Well, hello.
At QED. The day this comes out, Friday, November 1st at 11:30 p.m. It's great. My friend Jen Waring and I, we find like a really bad Skinamax type movie, and we provide hilarious commentary over it.
Excellent.
Yeah. It'll be me, Jen, good friend Babe Parker, Rory Shaw, and Jacob Williams. You know Jacob, right?
I sure as heck do. I didn't mean to swear. And if you're in Toronto this weekend, this Sunday, November 3rd, at 5 p.m., I'll be at the Toronto International Festival of Authors at the Lakeside Terrace at the Harborfront Center. I will be there chatting, signing books, and whatnot, and in conversation with Ann T. Donahue and Joseph Curtis. And it's going to be a wild time. Afterwards, we'll get loose on the streets of the Big Smoke. I don't know, Chris. I think the only thing left to do now is go out with the song Parking the Moose. The people demand it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Until next time.
Parking the Moose. It's my book about Canada. No matter where you are, I think you should read it. Parking the Moose. My grandpa was from Canada, so I decided to uncover my incredible Canadian roots. I traveled through Canada near and far. I ate more poutine than 10,000 rocket rashads. That's a lot of cheese curd. Parking the Moose. It's my book about Canada. It's a fascinating country. It's easy to see. I could have written 50 chapters on just Geddy Lee. Tell them. Parking the Moose. It's my book about Canada. 37 million people. No, they can't be wrong. And if you don't believe me, ask Celine Dion. I bathe in Crown Royal. I finish every sip while eating Tim Hortons and rocking to the hip. In 2012, Canada ditched the penny. My favorite TV show is Letterkenny. The Montreal bagel is the food of the gods. I prefer my heavy metal in the form of Voivod. Parking the Moose. Parking the Moose. Parking the Moose. Parking the Moose. Parking the Moose.
I'm Dave Hill, from Show Business. And while I'm not from Canada, my grandfather Clarence Vincent Blake Sr. was, and he wouldn't shut up about it. My grandfather moved on to that great penalty box in the sky way back in the 80s. Still, all these years later, I can't help but wonder, what do we really know about Canada and its people? Which is why my friend Chris Gersbeck and I decided to make So, You're Canadian. Brand new podcast from the Maximum Fun Network, on which I attempt to get to know our neighbors to the north, one Canadian at a time. Coming to Maximum Fun, August 27th. And I'm not sorry.
You've been listening to Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident. For more information, go to FooBarRadio.com.